Just down the street from Frisco Fried in the Bayview neighborhood of San Francisco, I'm Schmitty, and this is Talkin' Schmidt. Today, I stop by the No Comply Skate Shop in Austin, Texas, and catch up with the ever-humble Austin Emilio. You probably know him as Dwight from the popular TV show The Walking Dead. Austin had his character recently switch shows to Fear of the Walking Dead and has had great success recently as an actor, but always has considered himself a skateboarder first.
But it's also funny, too. It's like, you know, it's a skateboarding podcast, but I am a skateboarder at first, you know, before acting. So I feel like being in the skateboard community keeps you pretty humble, you know. So it's not like I can't like pull up to the shop and like a fucking, you know, like Maserati. People be like, fuck you, dude. Like, you suck.
Also, if you've been looking for a way to help support the show, you can now do so by going to talkinschmidt.com and picking up a beanie or a pocket tee or a Zarosh hand screen hat or maybe just a pack of stickers. I'd like to give a big shout out. Gregory Sipes of Las Vegas, Nevada, for being the very first person to purchase our pocket tee. Much appreciated, dude. Also, a big shout out goes to Sonoma Originals the Sonoma wine country, Atlas Skate Shop in San Mateo, California.
Shout out.
And No Comply Skate Shop out in Austin, Texas.
Shout out.
For handling all your Talkin' Schmidt merchandise needs. Anyway, thanks for all the support, everyone. And now, here's episode 32.
This is Austin Emilio, and you're listening to Talkin' Schmidt.
Just give it the old college try right
here. Oh, big dog's in.
What do you think, Schmitty?
96 times Schmitty.
Thanks, Schmitty.
We on? Schmitty?
Talkin' Schmidt.
He's so fucking bitchin'.
The cherry popper.
Shit my pants, man.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
I'm here for Greg Smith.
Yeah! Hello, everybody. We are deep in the heart of Texas. I'm in Austin right now, right across the street from No Comply. Elias Bingham has generously let us use his front room here. I think his roommate just walked in and was like, who the fuck are these dudes? But I'll tell you who my guest is, and I'm really stoked he took the time to be with us. It is Austin Emilio.
Hello, dude.
Is that how you pronounce
that's Austin? That's it. Yeah, that's perfect. Same. Yeah, yeah, right. You got it.
I really appreciate this. This is cool. Dude. I'm here for 2 days, and I reached out to him, and boom, here we are.
It's an honor. Thank you for having me, man.
Fuck yeah. I wanted to know, were you born and raised here? Or?
I was, yeah.
Austin?
Yeah, yeah. Same. Born and raised here for a little bit. I then moved around and then came back when I was 18. And been back since.
Where did you go?
I was in North Carolina for a little bit. I was pretty much just following my dad's job. So I didn't have a choice, you know.
But was he in the military?
He was working for computer companies. So born and raised in Austin, then went to North Carolina for a little bit, then California, and then went to high school in Singapore.
No way.
Which was pretty insane, yeah. And then
he had a job out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what was that like?
It was pretty crazy. Like, I remember him telling me, we're moving to Singapore. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, how far down the street is that? Like, where is that in California? You know, like, I had no idea. And he was like, oh, it's this small island in Asia. And that's where we moved to. And I went to high school there and then came back here right after.
Was there any English out there?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Everyone speaks English. And then, you know, the locals speak Malay. Or
holy
Mandarin.
Shit, that must
yeah, it was a trip. It was
so
cool.
You went through high school there?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, eighth grade through senior year out there. One tiny, like, weird downslope skate park. It was like, now it's Singapore so big, you know, they have like gigantic skate parks out there, but that's what we skated in high school.
Wow. So yeah. Did you discover skating in Singapore, or when did you start skating?
Actually, in Texas is when I first started, probably when I was like 5 or 6. My dad was like a downhill slalom skateboarder in like the 80s.
Oh yeah, going up against Olsen and those guys.
I don't know, maybe. I think it was in Texas, you know. So okay. And then it just like sort of tortured him for a skateboard, and he got me one. It was like a Veriflex from like Toys R Us or something, and And then that's how I started.
Like a plastic one?
Yeah, totally. Like all plastic, like wouldn't even move.
Yeah, but I had one of those too.
Yeah, yeah. And now I see those things at like tours. I'm like, how did I even skate? I don't even know how like I figured out skateboarding on one of those things because they don't move, you know?
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, I started here in Austin.
And then do you remember what like your real 7-ply or whatever?
Dude, I honestly like think about that and I can't remember. It may have been like a... like an A-team or something, or maybe like a hookups.
Okay.
Or something. I think I kind of want to say it was a hookups.
This is mid-90s about?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Because I remember just like looking at the chicks on the hookup boards and being like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
The graphics
like,
sold it.
What is it? Like anime, you know, like weird. I think it was that.
When you moved back from Singapore, do you get a job or like what were you doing?
Yeah, I mean I was going to community college here for a little bit and then fell in with the No Comply dudes. I guess you guys had just started the shop that year. And then I think I probably met you. I think I was around and then got closer with them probably the next year.
Shout out to Elias Bingham. Elias Bingham. He started No Comply.
Yeah, no.
He's in the house.
Yeah.
What up?
Describe this film, The Devil's Toy, to someone who doesn't know anything about it.
Oh, The Devil's Toy. Was a film my buddy Calvin Miller made. And it's, how would you describe it? It's like old, it was like this video from the, what was it, like 70s or 60s or something?
Based on the Austin scene, kind of?
No.
60s, 70s video that was called Devil's Toy also, right?
It was called The Devil's Toy, like, oh, this is The Devil's Toy, you know?
Ah, okay.
Into that theme. It was like it was spliced into that, but...
Was that for No Comply?
I mean, pretty much was sort of like an offhanded No Comply video. It was just everyone was involved in it that skated for the shop. And
not including Elias Bingham, who's here. Who's some of your favorite Austin skaters?
Oh, man. Off the bat, shit. I'm gonna John Eric, Zach Martin, Grant Jensen, Flint Brewer, Short Bus, all-time legend. Man, there's so many different skaters down here. And now, especially, there's like we have this little group called the Robs. They're now like all young men, but they're all super good skateboarders.
What about that Max guy?
Max. Oh, Max Taylor. Yeah. Shit.
Ryan Thompson.
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. There's so many good skateboarders here.
Yeah. Max like always has footage on the site. I've never met him, but I've seen him skate a lot.
That dude's funny. Like, he moved in with me 11 years ago and was like, dude, like, can I just move in? Like, I'm just trying to get sponsored. And I was like, yeah, dude, of course. And now it's like, he's eons ahead of me, you know, but he's one of the best to do it. I love watching that dude skate.
For sure. Oh, so was your first sponsor Organica?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I got like one free board from Carl Watson. Yeah.
I did some Googling on the internet and that came up. It said, said you were sponsored by Organica and Osiris.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got like shoes from this dude, Chris, who's down here. And I guess just like he would just sort of, I mean, I don't know if you'd call it sponsor, but he'd give me free Osiris shoes. So I took them.
Nice. And but now you're on Roger?
Yeah.
You get stuff from Seben? Or?
Yeah, we got a deal. I have to do some videos for Seben that I still haven't done. Sorry. But yeah, I guess doing that now. And I feel bad because all those dudes are on, like Ryan Thompson, Max. I forgot to mention them. I feel bad. But yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh.
Roger, yeah.
Okay. And were you ever on, what was that thing called, the Skate Shack or
the Internet Shack. No, and but that was one of my favorite
it was so cool
things. I love that.
Bring back the Internet Shack,
Seben. I know Aho and Seben are working on something right now.
Uh-huh.
That they asked me to be involved with. Sort of similar.
Rad.
But I think it'd be more of like a episodic.
Okay.
But it'd be in the Aho and Seben vein of just like weird shit, you know? But really good.
What was Rye's character's name?
Do you remember? I can't remember.
I can't either. Rye grew out of his shell, though. He was like the quietest kid, like super nervous at all the death matches and shit. And then all of a sudden now he's like doing these, like, you know, he's ready. Ready to perform.
He's killing it, huh?
Yeah, the Nolly Cab. Look doing out. Awesome, man. So I think I met you at the first death match that Jake and I came down to before we, I don't even know if it was called a death match yet, but Jake, Jordan and I came down and we did a thing at the Scoot Inn.
Yeah.
And I think you interviewed Jake.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. That was so long ago. Yeah, I did.
Like on a, just a, like this, just
yeah.
audio.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Me and my buddies were doing, just like a little like local magazine called Milk Toast. And we were trying to figure out like what to put in there. And I was like, maybe I could just interview like Jake Phelps and just see if he's down for a second. You know, I was like absolutely terrified. And they're like, yeah, do that, do that. And I was like, oh fuck, like what did I get myself into? And when I went and approached him at the Scoot Inn at that little deathmatch thing, and he was like totally the coolest dude. And he was just like, yeah, let's go. And I was like, what, really? And then we just went over to a little bench and I did like a, I think it turned into maybe like a 2-page spread, but it was like a 10-minute interview with him.
No way.
Which was like life bucket list, you know?
Rad.
Pretty incredible, and rest in peace. That was such a fond memory.
Sick. Do you still have like a copy of the mag or the audio or
anything? Totally. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I actually posted it on my Instagram, just like a little excerpt from it. And I think he said something like, and if your mom makes it to your grave, you've done all right.
Oh.
And that was like the last thing he said in that little interview, but I thought that was like the coolest thing.
I feel like in some way the last year of his life, he knew he was on borrowed time.
Really?
And he was just kicking out those kind of things to anyone that would listen. Like
just all the one-liners.
Dude, there's
and
so much insane shit that he said. I mean, his whole life, but especially the last year, he would like say something and now that he's gone, you'd be like,
really,
you know, like
wow.
Yeah, it was gnarly. When I got the news, I've had a few, but that one was really heavy. Like I pulled the car over and I was like, called my girlfriend. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. Like I think I need help. Like yeah. I don't think I should drive. Like, and she's like, what's up? I was like, Jake's dead. And she's like, I got you. And like she came and drove me back to her house and I was just like, craziest. Yeah,
so
was,
crazy. And
yeah.
Like,
I mean, we all knew it was going to happen. I just was not prepared at all.
But that's just one of the monumental pillars. I mean, the monumental pillar of skateboarding.
Right.
Even like, I mean, we were at Deathmatch this year when it happened.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't. That must have been so heavy.
Super heavy. And everybody was here. Like, everybody. We're all at Yellow Jacket. And
yeah,
I remember just like riding my bike and my buddy telling me like, oh my God, he like saw on Instagram. We're like, oh fuck, we got to get to like Yellow Jacket now. Super heavy. Yeah,
that's, he'll always be like, I go to work every day and his office is right next door.
Wow.
His jacket's right there on his desk still. I'm like, whoa, it's like a museum now. It's crazy.
I bet that's I can't even imagine.
Dudes,
man,
from Japan stopped by like a week or two ago and they came in and blessed it and were like, oh. So like photos and the whole thing, and I'm just like trying to process it. I think we're all like, what do we do? Right. And if we don't have an answer, let's just leave it until we do know what to do.
Yeah.
Because I think in some way it would be cool to have at least part of it like remain, like, you know, at least have maybe a couple things on the wall or whatever. His jacket and his vest is a little heavy for me.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if I need to see that because that's a big one because that's what he wore all the time.
I know. I feel like that just needs to go in like a glass case somewhere in like a museum, you know?
Yeah, we got a Thrasher store now downtown.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
that's right.
Neckface made a little thing for the window and maybe we can swap it out and it comes a Felper thing
like
for a while.
Ollie's gloves, like, you know, they have them in like a glass case. It's like, that's Phelps.
Totally.
That was his signature.
Speaking of Southwest, though, how do you feel about that South by Southwest? Are you one of these people that like loves to party and gets into it, or do you leave town on purpose when it's here?
No, I've hit I've hit both sides of the coin. I definitely had my time doing it and being out till 4 or 5 in the morning with Eli. He knows.
Yeah.
We've had some crazy fucking South by, like, where I just, like, don't know, like, lose my whole closet, like, don't know where any of my clothes went, like, you know, a week later I'm like, where did all my clothes go, dude? Like, I don't drink anymore, so it's I enjoy it. I mean, you know, a lot of people are like, well, fuck it, like, it's too much, but you kind of don't have a choice. If you're in the city, you just kind of get swooped into the river, you know. And
yeah, that's why it feels like you either gotta leave town or just fucking deal with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's fun, you know. It's like, most of the time, if you just say, you know, I think my whole intention while we're doing it is, like, free food, free drinks. You say with no comply, you get in for free, like, everywhere, you know. Like,
oh, there's, yeah, always. Elias always has all the hookups.
Always, yeah.
Dude, fucking Iggy Pop over here at fucking yeah, 2 a.m., yeah, dude. Yeah. Be there at 1:45. Yeah. I got you, side door.
And just, I think it's better, too, if you have no plans. You just sort of go into the city and then something will pop
and
up.
And don't,
you
know, try to chase the dragon. First year, no, I came, I was like, not. Let me over here, fucking this over. And we were done. We were so fucked. But the next year, it's like, okay, we're going to see Bad Brains. That's it.
Yeah.
And then you
if
go
you
see
just
them.
Have, like, one goal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we're going to try and get here by this time.
Yeah.
You know, then that's a little easier than me. Like, I'm going to do this. It's just too crazy.
For sure.
And normally just, like, cruising out on the street on a bike or a skateboard is pretty fun, you know.
We're going to take a break, actually, and hear from a few of our friends, and we'll be right back.
This is Dylan.
And Stevie.
From No Comply Skate Shop in downtown Austin, Texas.
If you're in town, make sure to come beat the heat and come up and see us. We have all your favorite brands and everything you need.
Also, Shortbus might be here, and everyone loves him.
Bye.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My name is Axel Kreuzbers, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
So, how did you get into this acting situation?
Dude, I had a kid.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I sort of, like, always did it, just on the side, but I think the skateboarding or being a skateboarder kind of trumped the whole, like, I don't know, just skateboarding and actors are, I have so much to say about this, but they're two completely different, they're just cut from different cloth, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was more of a skateboarder than I was an actor, but I was always, I guess, pretty animated and kind of crazy, and always I got good grades in it in school, so I was like, oh, maybe this is something I could do, you know.
So you took acting in school?
Yeah, yeah.
Here in
just
in Texas?
Throughout school, just in general.
Oh,
just like was like, yeah, I'll take an acting class and do it. And I did a play like in fourth grade and thought it was kind of got juiced up from that. And then went to college for it. Went for theater arts and actually like did no acting in college because I was like, I don't know if I want to do this, like, you know, just
yeah,
you know, like, I don't know, man. And then I guess took it a little more seriously after that, did like some conservatory and kind of fell in with this the right teacher who I really looked up to and sort of been a mentor since. Yeah, but was always just like, I don't want to call myself an actor, you know, I just don't, like, mm-hmm. It's weird. There's something attached, some stigma attached to it, you know? I was like, fuck, I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a kid and I was like, well, all right, fuck. I guess I got to like just take it seriously so I can make that diaper money.
Right.
And then I think that really kicked it into gear for me.
When did you have the kid?
5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's 5 years old now.
So that was before The Walking Dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how long you been sober?
6 years. It's been since I've had a drink.
Do you think that had a little bit to do with the drive too?
For sure. So, absolutely. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean that, yeah, if I were still drinking, I've no chance in hell, you know, just like no chance in hell. You can ask Eli. He knows.
Did you stop drinking for any particular reason or?
It was just hard to keep up with, you know, it was just like once I had one, it was all in, everything all in after that.
That's where I was too.
Eli giving me, you know, shots of water instead of tequila when he worked at this place called Dirty Bills. Like, you know, him telling me like, dude, don't drive, just like, and then I would show up with like my headphones in and be like walking everywhere. Like, it was just like, it was just too crazy, you know, like. But it was just like something I knew I eventually had to take care of.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like a surprise. Like, oh, I think I'm like an alcoholic. Like, I knew it even when I was drinking. I was like, all right, well, I gotta get sober at some point. You know, it's just like.
Did you go cold turkey or did you wean off or?
I did. Yeah, just cold turkey.
With no like step program or anything?
Oh, no, I hit the steps hard.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah, super hard.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For multiple years.
Okay. Like,
yeah, yeah, sponsor the whole thing.
You still doing that?
Not as much. Not as much, but, it, you know, like that was definitely part of a saving grace for me was, and, you know, I try and, you know, I have friends that struggle with drinking. I'm like, dude, I know the cheat code for you. Like, you have to get a sponsor. You have to do the steps. It's the only way to do it.
Okay.
You know, but yeah. And then also like other influences. Like I even remember coming down when I was telling John Dixon this a couple weeks ago in New York, because I guess he has chill on the drinking as well.
Yep.
I was like, yeah, I remember one time I was at the shop at No Comply and I parked my car, ran inside and was like, someone was blocking me and Reynolds was in there and was like, fuck, like I gotta get my car, I gotta get to this meeting. And he was like, oh, are you doing AA or whatever? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, we'll take my number and if you need anything just call me. This is just randomly, like, totally. And I was like, this is like Reynolds, you know, it's like the god, the, yeah. You know, he's like one of the giants. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. He was like, take my number. So I even remember like talking to him. It was good to have people doing it already that I looked up to,
for sure, you know? Andrew's amazing. He's helped me a few like with Jake's passing.
Yeah,
I saw him at the funeral or the memorial and I was like, dude, I know you're into some cool shit. If there's anything that you think might be up my alley, the next like week he sends me this daily affirmation email thing.
Yeah,
that's so sick. Like every day I just start out with this positive thing.
Yeah,
sometimes it could be a little religious heavy, which I'm fine with, but some people aren't. But more than that, it's just like an example is like battle your ego.
Yeah, totally.
You know, shit like that where you're like, and you read this whole thing and you're like, dude, it just speaks to you in a positive way where you're like, I'm ready for coffee and to fucking kill it.
Dude, it's totally. It's just like those little small things in the morning that you can start off. They get you in this positive mood or get you happy. It's like little things like that that really help, you know. You know, a lot of the people that I looked up to were sober and making incredible art and doing good things with their lives. So I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, I guess probably need to do that if I want to do something cool.
I don't know if you saw the last Thrasher, but they had like a whole sobriety article with like Alyssa, Andrew.
No, I didn't see that.
Maybe Dixon's in there.
Really?
Yeah, you should check it. It's pretty cool. It's the one before Rainy cover.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I'll check that out.
Just with all the shit that's been going on, especially with our closer friends dying and going to jail through alcohol and just a lot of stuff, you know, it's like we've always had this fucking lifestyle.
Yeah.
And now that you get older, you're like, I don't want to be a hypocrite, but like, I have learned some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. It's like, it's just like doing the same thing over and over and over again for me. And I'm like, well,
yeah.
And getting the same results. You're like, maybe I just need to switch it up, do something different, you know?
Absolutely. Well, so what is it like being on like one of the biggest fucking shows? Like Walking Dead is like one of the biggest shows on TV.
It's pretty crazy. You know, I didn't set out to be on that show. I was just auditioning in LA and it worked out.
Uh-huh.
It's been really cool. It just sort of feels like some sort of weird dream, you know, like it's not really, it's like you get there and it's happening and you're just like, wait, oh, okay, this is it. Like, it's been pretty surreal, I guess. Just, you know, pretty trippy where people
you're still kind of in, like, it's still surreal at this point. You've did it for like what, three or four years?
Three and a half years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also funny too. It's like, you know, it's a skateboarding podcast, but I am a skateboarder at first, you know, before acting. So it's not like I feel like being in a skateboard community keeps you pretty humble.
Right.
You know, so it's not like I can't like pull up to the shop and like a fucking, you know, like Maserati, people be like, fuck you, dude. Like,
yeah.
You suck.
No complaint limo trip. Let's do this. Route 66 limo style.
No, but it's just like, you know, it's cool. It's like I like acting and I get to do it on a big show where people get to watch and the fandom's insane. And but besides that, it's like it's pretty mellow, you know, still skating as much as possible. And
yeah, so talk about that. You didn't have to sign a contract that would be like, I'm not going to skate during filming. Like, you can still skate. No,
right? I haven't even let them know that I skate. I always just kept that separate.
Okay.
Like, even the other day, I was on some panel, and some dude was like, so, do you think Dwight will ever skateboard? And everyone in my cast was like, you skate?
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. For fucking 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, I keep those worlds separate, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Dwight. And I'm like, no, that's a, I'm not trying to combine the worlds.
Oh no, one of the uniwheels is going to show up. Zombie uniwheel episode.
No, I'm not even. They probably would. You know, it's like.
The Rolling Dead.
No, man. Oh, God.
Fuck.
That would be horrible.
What's like the longest you've ever been under getting makeup? Like, you've had that burn face or whatever. Like, was that one
That's insane.
Like, how long does it take to do
talking,
that shit?
I was just telling my, literally last night, telling my lady, I was like, it's got to be one of the longest, like, I think, let me rephrase this. I think that it's got, like, I've spent so much time in that makeup chair for 3.5 years. Like, I'm trying to think, but it's like 2 hours in the morning, an hour at night, every day I work.
Whoa. An hour to take it off?
An hour to take it off, 2 hours to put it on.
I didn't even think about taking it off.
Yeah, like, you have to do it super slow. I was like, this has got to be one of the longest times an actor's gone with putting a prosthetic on. Like, it's insane, dude. It's 3.5 years of that.
Do you have to work again in the morning? Can you keep it on?
No way. It's so gross. No way, because it's too, like, it gets sweaty and shit. It's, like, gnarly. They have to keep, like, poking, like, sweat bubbles out of it and shit.
And you film most of that, like, outside of Atlanta?
Yeah, so The Walking Dead was in Atlanta. It was like an hour outside of the city in this place called, Sonoya is where they film it. And now I'm on Fear of the Walking Dead, which films in Austin.
It films here?
So I film here, yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Get Eli in a fucking costume. Dude. Let's get a background props.
I'm down. Well, they, like, all my buddies are like, how can I be a zombie? I'm like, dude, you don't want to be a zombie. It's the worst job ever.
It has to be.
You're just so hot. Yeah, we'll just get Eli can be a regular.
Dude. What was that guy's name? Keegan or
Negan.
Negan.
Yeah.
That was the best. That guy was so fucked.
Yeah, he's fucked, dude. He's such an asshole.
Do you miss working with, like, some of those bigger, those main guys? What was the main, Lincoln? Yeah,
it was Andrew Lincoln, Norman Reedus, Jeffrey Dean. Yeah, I mean, all those guys are awesome. They're super cool dudes.
Are any of them considered kind of your friends now? That
Yeah. All
like,
of them.
Do you hang,
like,
with any of them totally outside of work?
Yeah, I was just with them, and we just had the San Diego Comic Con last weekend, so we were all there.
Oh,
and hanging out.
Was that a zoo?
Absolute fucking circus.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. It's like a lot of downtown is pretty much just, like, blocked off, and there's got to be, I don't know, over 50,000 people, you know, throughout the weekend, for maybe even, like, in the hundreds. So many people.
You got to get, like, sticker incentive or t-shirt incentive. that's your no compliant marketing.
Yeah,
holy shit. I've been to ASR, which is probably maybe similar to that.
I know, it's got to be.
But yeah, I mean, Walking Dead is nuts.
I mean, that's like all of San Diego.
But it's at that convention center, and it's so, it's crazy.
Yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, it's nuts, but.
Was it hard transitioning from The Walking Dead to Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, I mean, it was a lot easier.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd already been on that show, which was huge, and now coming here, coming back to my hometown, it was super mellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think, I mean, I don't know if you're able to say, but will the two shows merge at some point?
I don't know. I mean, my instincts would say yes, probably. Like, it'd be a cool way to close out the whole series.
Yeah.
But you just never know, man. I mean, they're doing like another show. I think they're gonna do like a Spanish Walking Dead. And, you know, it's like they just keep really? Going. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like nonstop. So I have no idea. It just feels like the
zombie thing kind of just went turbo. Like it was Game of Thrones with the White Walkers, and then or before that there was the Love one on HBO. I forget what it was called. True Lies or
True Blood.
True Blood. Yeah.
I think that was first, right? That's sort of like, but that was like vampire.
Right,
wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
And then I think The Walking Dead, which is a comic, and then when that took off, like you already had all these comic book readers that were obsessed with the comics.
Right. So do they get heavy? Do they come and go, that's not how it was in the book?
Totally. Right? Totally. Yeah.
Nerd
out. I mean, they know more about my character than I do. You know?
You're supposed to be dead in season six. Totally. What are you alive for?
Yeah. Totally, man. They are insane about it. Fuck? Yeah, it's crazy.
Is there anything on the show that you had to do that you had to kind of, did you ever have to shoot bows or any of that stuff?
Yeah, we
ride
had to shoot guns, and there's a lot of stunt work, and I've been riding motorcycles, so I knew how to do that.
So do you do your own stunts?
I don't. Not when it's, like, crazy. You
there's
know, if
crazy
If they're,
shit.
Like, crashing a motorcycle or something like that.
Right.
Like, I'm, nah.
you got
I'm
a out. Kid.
Yeah. Yeah, but not really. I mean, everything's, you know, they go through everything in detail, and so it's not too crazy. It's nothing you can't handle, you know.
Okay. Dan Drobel just texted in.
That's fucking cancer, fucking Dan.
And he wants to know, he's got a couple questions here. He says, where is the Fear of Walking Dead? Where is that supposed to be taking place?
In Texas.
Yeah. But not specifically in Austin, or?
Not specifically in Austin, in Texas.
Okay. Yeah. How many more seasons do you think it can go?
I think it'll just keep going, dude.
And the big corpsey question for $500. What kind of plane was that on last night's episode?
Dude, I actually don't know. I want to say.
Like, it looked like a box or something.
I feel like it's one of those planes that like transport like big tanks and stuff.
Okay.
You know, I want to say it's like a C5. Man, I could totally be making that up. Let's go with C5.
We're going to have to go to the Wikipedia page later. Seben wants to know if you've ever had a beer with Matthew McConaughey.
I have not had a beer with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, I guess
that would be cool, though. I'd have a kombucha with him.
Have you had any crazy fan-out situations that were just like over the top?
Yeah.
Was that Comic-Con one of them?
Comic-Con wasn't one of them, but okay. I remember there's an episode where I shot Daryl Dixon, Norman, and I was like, dude, I'm fucked. Like, someone's going to come to my house and, like, kill me. And I did want, no, not really, but, like, people just love him so much, and I was, like, you know, the anti Daryl Dixon. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. But I do remember being at a convention and people just walking by me, just, like, flicking me off, just like, fuck you, like, yelling. I was like, dude.
You're like a big-time wrestler that's playing the heel. Like, I'm a nice guy. It's just a fucking ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
Exactly.
Is it strange having dudes that you looked up to, like as skateboarders when you were younger, that now follow your acting career and they're kind of fans of you?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, totally crazy, totally insane. Like, it's funny. Like, it's sort of come full circle. Like, I knew I wasn't gonna be a professional skateboarder. Didn't know this was gonna happen, and now, you know, I've gotten to skate with some of these guys that I see in magazines and videos, and it's been a fucking blast, dude. Got to skate with, like, you know, in New York, I skated with, I guess, Riley and I were, like, talking, Riley Hawk and I were talking on Instagram, and he sent me some Hawk, like his Lakais, and
oh, cool.
I was like, dude, these are the fucking best shoes ever. I love them. And then we were out there at the same time, and I guess him and John Dixon, Figgy, they're filming for Baker 4, so they're out there, and got to shred around New York with them for like 12 Sick. Hours, and those guys are the coolest dudes, man.
Yeah, they're awesome. All cool.
I think Eli saw me like at the end of it, and it was like I had just gotten off work, you know, like a week before, not even a week before, and I skated for like a month, and then he hit me up, and I was like, yeah, I'll cruise around with you guys, and dude, it was, and they didn't even have the skate legs for New York City, you know, like they were like, dude, we normally drive everywhere, man.
Uh-huh.
But I guess Eli saw me like the Lower East Side, like pushing, like just like struggle city, like me behind everyone, just like, oh, fuck.
You got to pull out the OGs, get Matt dude. Reason out there. He'll show you how to push through the street.
But yeah, it's
It was Frex out there too.
Yeah, Frex was our tour guide, dude.
For shout out.
Oh my god, it's so
out to
funny.
Frex.
Shout out,
Frex. Thank you, dude. You killed it.
All right, it's heating up in here, so I got just a few questions more, and we'll bounce.
Okay.
These are pretty much Austin specific because I'm here for just 24 more hours, and we're gonna hit some shit. But what's your favorite swim hole?
I mean, the one I frequent the most is Barton Springs. That's kind of our saving grace, but
yeah, we went there today.
There's
so
other
good.
Ones. What's the one out off Hamilton Pool is a good one, but now like Austin's so crowded, you have to reserve a. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can't even go out there.
Really, Hamilton?
Yeah,
it's a good one actually.
But I mean, if you're in town, if you're in Austin,
Barton Springs,
yeah, or the Greenbelt.
I mean, it's a Monday, but I figured it's summer vacation, so I was like, it might be blown out. It was chill today. I don't know what regular, like, are weekends pretty gnarly?
Weekends are, I mean, you just walk around down there, you hear like 10 different accents, you know? There's like so many people coming.
There was topless girls today. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a go-to.
I wasn't complaining. You got a favorite barbecue spot?
Eli, you got one? Yeah. I mean, you're going to the Salt Lake.
We're going to Salt Lick after
That's
this.
Solid. There's a lot of
I've never
good
been. I'm kind of excited. It's like supposed to be kind of world renowned a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the other
what
one?
What do you order when you go? Do you get brisket or chicken or?
Brisket, chopped beef.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chopped beef is really good.
That's the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you got to get brisket too because it's good brisket.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could do like a half and half or something?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn. Just go all in. Yeah.
Hey, I was at this wedding in Dallas. And I was like, we're at the fucking dinner party before the night before. And they got all these desserts. And I was like, yeah, I've been kind of on a diet a little bit. I'm trying to fit in my suit for the wedding. This is kind of the wedding, right? And she looks at me and she's like, go big. You're in Texas. I was like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was pretty cool.
Smart.
You got like a favorite skate spot? Like the old go-to? I don't know. Is there a Red Ledge or the skate park or whatever?
Oh man, we just skate House Park way too much.
That's the one right here.
Yeah, that's the park right behind the shop.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the best. All of the homies are down there, and it's the best park. I just think it's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Even just, like compared to other parks outside of the state you've been to?
Totally. Right. Like I was in LA and I skated a bunch of parks out there, and I was like, fuck, dude, House Park is still like,
it's the one.
Just such a good park.
Yeah. Eli, true or false, some guy did a handrail yesterday on a unicycle?
Wait, what?
So they were claiming somebody did some a unicycle, did like, and he has pegs, and he did like...
Seen some guy down there. I didn't see that. Okay.
I mean, you get some true for
yep,
sure.
True. And it wasn't that uniwheel asshole that's in every town now.
Oh, God, dude.
Did that guy bum you out?
Just the worst, man.
Dude.
Just the worst.
How much like, do those things cost?
$400, right?
They're expensive.
$800?
Yeah.
Are you fucking
How did they become
me,
so trendy?
I have no idea. I pulled up to the Springs yesterday and saw three going to the Springs.
I was thinking you could put one in the display case at No Comply. And when they come in, you're like, we're sold out, but we got skateboards. And then, I don't know, that might draw
be
some.
Be a good draw, yeah.
You don't want those kind of people. We already got those kind of people.
I mean, I'm sure they're nice people, but it's just, oh, it bums me out.
Are you into camping?
I like camping, yeah.
Do you got like a good spot local?
I like Krause Springs.
Krause Springs?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's awesome. It's like 45 minutes away from here, but it's, what's it down? It's Bee Caves, 290. You take 290 to, 290. It's west. It's super close, and it's privately owned, so you pay like 10, 15 bucks. It's like this old lady. You know, super sweet, and you just get like the whole place to yourself.
Are the stars bright out here? Yeah,
dude, incredible. Sick. Incredible. And it's like a little swimming hole. I mean, it feels like if you didn't know you were in Texas, you could be in Costa Rica, you know, Hawaii. It's just like,
yeah, okay, yeah. Next trip,
yeah, Krause Springs.
And there's a good swim spot too, so like you can cool off
totally, yeah,
because that's essential. It's too hot for me.
No, it's so nice down there.
Have you ever been to the Chicken Shit Bingo?
Never been. I heard you went last night.
Holy shit. For all y'all that ever come to Austin, I'm throwing this high on the to-do list. It's called Chicken Shit Bingo. I think it's, what's it called? Ginny's or Guinea's?
Ginny's. Yeah, Ginny's, right?
Ginny's,
yeah.
Bar, I think. Yeah. It's outside town a little bit.
Dude, I'm so bummed.
And basically, they have a whole floor of like numbers 1 to maybe like 68, and they're all in boxes. And then they put chicken feed in there, and then they put the chicken in. Well, you buy the tickets, and everybody has their own number. And then they put the chicken in there. They feed the chicken. The chicken walks around, and then all of a sudden, everyone's like, dude, shit on number 9, shit on number 11, 43, 18. Yes. And it's all insane. And the chicken's just looking around. He's like taking his sweet time. Like it was like 15 or 20 minutes, and he's just cruising. People are making side bets. Like, I bet he shits within 2 minutes. I got you $5. Like, it was just like, it was so rad. My girlfriend found it like Googling fun shit to do in Austin, and we went, and it was so cool. And you're only there for like 45
minutes. Didn't he shit on your square, but he like diarrhea or something, yeah, right?
I'm claiming he shit on the 9, which was our number, and then it squirted over into another number. And so they call that, what they call that is a line. And supposedly somebody has a ticket that says line. Dude, if you get the line ticket, you're probably winning one out of like five every five games.
Really?
Because it's so hard for them to shit just in the box. No, there's a bag, and the lady just is like, golden tickets $5, regular ticket $2. $2 wins $140, $5 wins $300. And you just like, I want two gold tickets and one regular, $12, whatever it is, and they just pull them out. So it's like pulling a number out of a hat, you know?
That's so cool.
But yeah,
we need to go do that.
You guys should check that out.
It's just one of those things you hear about all the time, but we live here, so we're like, eh.
Right.
We just never, we make that happen this weekend.
Did you ever do the rocket boat?
I guess not.
In the bay. It just goes like up to like, I think it goes like 80 or 90 miles an hour, like straight away, and then just fucking turns real quick and then does it back and you're done. It's like a $20 ticket to get this boat and just go as fast as it'll go.
That's sick.
Do you guys, either of you guys know where Rocky's buried? Rocky Erickson?
Dude, I have no idea. Or where his
grave is or anything? I looked that up too because I wanted to check out. He just passed in this last year, and it seems like it might be a secret. I don't know if they cremated him or... But I wanted to pay respect. We went and saw Bonnie and Clyde's in Dallas.
Really? Oh,
I always
cool.
try to, like, when we went to Chicago, we saw Capone. Like, I always try really? To, like, go see somebody famous. I don't know why.
I'm sure. I'm surprised you weren't able to find that.
Yeah, I think maybe his family, because it just happened, like, within the last year, I think.
Yeah. He headlined the deathmatch. Yeah, we all saw him there.
That was the first thing Rye said when he came to Thrasher. He came up to me, he's like, did we see Rocky's last performance? I was like, I don't know. Maybe.
I think we did. No, you know what?
His last one.
I've seen him a couple times, and that was the best he's played. Yeah. Like, normally, sometimes, like, I saw him in Atlanta, and he was, you know, he'd forget the lyrics, and then his brother would sort of help him out. But that performance at the Deathmatch was, like, so on point. It was unreal. Really good.
Do you listen to any podcasts?
Yeah.
You got like some, what are you in? Do you like the true crime ones or?
I did the Serial one.
Yeah.
That
one's
cool.
Good.
And then, Mark Maron.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because he just, there's so many to choose from, you know?
Yeah. I do Bill Burr every Monday.
Oh, nice.
He does one, and his is, He's one of the last. Mark Maron might be the same way, but Bill Burr's one of the last guys I think that's not afraid of how politically correct everyone's
totally,
gotten.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He'll just like call out women and be like, "I don't care about your feminists," or like, yeah. "Blah blah blah." Like, this is how I feel, and blah blah blah, and this is funny.
Thank God.
You know, because we're losing that.
Dude, everyone's so sensitive. It's yeah. Crazy, man.
And the trolls are real, dude. Yeah. As it turns out, they yeah. are real.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to listen to that one, Bill Burr.
Yeah, Bill Burr's good. That one's every Monday, and sometimes he'll have a guest, but usually it's just, and I don't know how he does it. He just sits in a garage and talks by himself, which is pretty gnarly.
Whoa.
Because I tried that one time. I was like, I'm never doing this. There's way too much me, and
yeah, yeah.
It's just like, you're crazy. You're just sitting there talking to yourself.
Yeah, I feel like you're just going insane.
You
huh?
need a bro. Fuck, dude. Thanks so much for stopping in and
Man,
fucking meeting
you.
Up with me. This has
that
been
was
really
awesome,
cool for
dude.
Me.
We really did, this interview was very Texan.
Yeah.
It's hot as shit, right?
Yeah, we're sweating bullets in here. Jameson Telch, good homie back east, said to say what's up.
Oh, dude, tell Telch. Me, see, I know, oh, man, I've had some nights with that dude.
I bet. I think yeah. I think almost everyone has. Yeah. If you're in Austin
hustle.
Or SF, you've done a night
well,
with Telch.
Well, it would be like Hustle and Telch would come oh. down. You know what I'm saying?
I've been on a night where Ooh, I saw Hustle. You remember this night. We went to see Yellow Wolf, and you gave up. You fucking couldn't go any further, bro. It was the first time you ran out of gas.
You, how can you not? Like, those guys are dude. Just, like, pumping the whole time.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
It's so crazy.
Love those dudes.
Yeah, the best. Yeah, Hustle's going to be on here.
I got to get back to him on Instagram. He hit me up. Sorry, Hustle.
Anything else? What? Anything that you're working on coming up or anything?
I wish I could say.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. All, no, nothing. Just hanging
no
in Texas.
No Comply video, Roger video?
Yeah, No Comply video. 13
if
years.
If you're in Austin, please go to No Comply.
Yes.
It's not only the best shop in Austin, but it's probably in the top three in the world.
Yeah.
I'm claiming.
I back
Elias
it.
Elias is one of the most genuine, raddest dudes. I've known him forever.
Number one in the world.
What? No. Go in there and high five him. Go in there and buy shit. Like, whatever. Go there and skate with him. Bring him a beer. Whatever you got to do. But fucking, he's the dude.
Yeah.
12th Street. Get out there.
Yeah.
And that's about all we got. Do we got a good song that we should end this on?
Probably on some Rocky song, right?
Oh, there we go. The Night of the Fucking Vampire.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Peace out. Thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You, dude. Cheers. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talkin' Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow up them charts. All the episodes will always remain free to my listeners, but if you'd like to help support the show, you can do so at our website, TalkinSchmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like stickers, beanies, hats, possibly even a t-shirt. The website has an entire archive of the episodes with extra photos and sometimes even video. If you have personal pics of our Talkin' Schmidt guests, please send them to me at epicallytrife@yahoo.com, and maybe your photo will end up on the site, or better yet, on Talkin' Schmidt's Instagram account. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by me, Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature, and a special shout out goes to my executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
Until next week, this is Talkin' Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Talkin' Schmidt. Talkin' Schmidt. Talkin' Schmidt.